Boyfriends are just off limits to friends. That's just like the rules of feminism. As a tragedy, Catherine Trotter's 1696 Agnes de Castro is a play obsessed with fervent emotion, and, in particular, that pesky sinker of friendships, jealousy. So obsessed, in fact, that one could quite easily mistake the plot for an early, slightly less hot pink draft of Mean Girls. I'm serious, the resemblance is uncanny. Mysterious, otherworldly outsider arrives and wreaks havoc on the status quo by befriending the popular girl. Ring any bells? There are a few key differences, however, with one of them being that the backstabbing in this play is, spoiler alert, rather more literal. What's interesting then is how the absence of this writhing emotion in the princess is misconstrued, particularly by Elvira, who's possibly the most afflicted by envy, and is basically the play's Gretchen Wieners, as apathy. In Agnes, the plot is undoubtedly propelled by the acts of envy performed by the characters, who are constantly seeking revenge on one another, the classic conflict resulting from a complex web of unrequited love. Sigh. Interestingly, Princess Constantia is the only character not to react on impulse with anger and envy in the face of betrayal. Instead, she reflects on her situation and is empathetic with the emotional plight of others, informs her reaction with feelings of love, killing him with kindness, Selena Gomez might say. While the prince begs for punishment to ease him of his guilt, she responds with, "Oh dear prince, there's not a part of me that is not filled with the softest love for thee." Act 1, Scene 2. Granted, it sounds like the inside of a badly written Valentine's Day card, but it gets the point across. In the world of tragedy, however, the soft love and empathy with which Constantia responds renders her an anomaly. Elvira emphasizes the regularity of this response in the following passage. The princess is a singular example of apathy, which Stoics preached in vain, for nature's laws were still more strong than theirs. But sure, Constantia's of another kind, not made of the same elements with us, or nature, forming her, forgot the fire. Act 3, Scene 1. Elvira mentions the Stoics, who were followers of a philosophy called Stoicism, which preached that the best way of combating evil was with cool indifference. Keep calm and carry on, if you will. One might read this as if they were equating the root of evil with passionate emotion, and apathy with the water which might douse such flaming temperaments. Adds a whole new level of meaning to the Burn Book. This assumption sort of holds up in the world of tragedy too. Those plagued most with envy and rage are, after all, the ones who end up committing the murders. Elvira insists that this indifferent approach was preached in vain, for nature's laws were still more strong than theirs, insisting that our envious human nature may not be overridden by such indifference. That is, we are doomed by the elements from which we are made up, to experience intensely emotional responses to acts of betrayal and wrongdoing against us, igniting a burning desire in us to fight fire with fire. Furthermore, Elvira accuses Constantia of defying nature's law. Indeed, relationship psychology tells us that jealousy serves a crucial evolutionary function, and Constantia's apparent lack of it may make her one of another kind. While Elvira insists that Constantia is an outlier in the natural world, I'd like to suggest that she is perhaps even more of an anomaly in the world of tragedy. When she meets her classic tragic fate, her hamartia, i.e. fatal flaw, is not pride or egoism, but rather a deep empathy and tender love which cannot possibly prevail in a realm riddled with revenge and rage. Elvira insists that Constantia lacks the natural fire which nature instills in us. By this, Elvira may be referring to the humour of yellow bile, which was believed to be one of the four metabolic agents of the elements in the human body, and was thought to represent fire, an excess of which was thought to be inflammatory, and thus strengthen and encourage passionate emotions such as anger, ambition, and envy. If nature forgot the fire whilst forming her, what it instilled instead was not apathy, but a soft, glowing ember, incapable of being fanned to a raging fire by any self-pitying prince or backstabbing best friend.